The fourth mother, look down there in verse 6, is Bathsheba, and let's hurry along. We meet her in 2 Samuel chapters 10 and 11. And basically, Bathsheba would be a woman that we would call defeated, because Bathsheba was in the wrong place at the wrong time. And you know the story. She was unwise at best. She was immodest in her display. She then, after noting the King David's interest in her, listens to him. She muffles the warnings from her heart as God's conviction was upon her. She stifles those virtuous vows that she had made. She ignores the fact that God had given her a wonderful husband. And she throws herself to the passion and sin that would follow. And what's so amazing about this is she thought that, and he thought that they could hide it. How often does that happen? People think, oh, I can do this and no one will ever find out. Oh, we will cover our tracks. But the scriptures say, be not deceived, God is not mocked. Whatever you sow, you'll reap, and what you whisper will be shouted from the rooftop. And her sin becomes monumental. In fact, movies today are made about it, David and Bathsheba, for all the sinful romance that the world sees in that. It's public, and it's shameful, and it's sin. What's the result of that defeat she went through? Her husband lies in a pool of blood at the foot of a wall, murdered. The little baby that was conceived chokes out its life into death in great grief as Bathsheba, the grieving, sorrowing mother, as David, the murderous, adulterous suitor, are in great sadness. And all the world, when Nathan comes, knows forever that she was defeated. What does God do? God graciously lifts her, and we find in verse 6, and to David was born Solomon, and between those two men, we have a great deal of our scripture. Through those two men, we learn about what it means to have wise living, to be a man after God's own heart. But to David was born Solomon, by her who had been the wife of Uriah. What is God saying? God's saying, here's a woman I'm going to portray my grace upon. Here's a woman that is unworthy. Here's a woman who is a sinner. Here's a woman who did many things wrong, but I'm going to take her. And I'm going to let her bring one that will bring Christ into this world, and I'll let her be a portrait of grace.